Blog Talk Radio.
You take.
not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, not another second. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. Things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Yes. Hey guys, this is your boy Mr. Alonzo with the Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, which presents the Inspiration Factory. Tonight we're doing something a little special, something a little different. And for those that are calling in, call in now. The number here is 319-527-6300. Don't forget to push the hashtag plus one to be heard. Tonight we're going a little music industry, but the topic tonight is just because. And if you feel like accepting the challenge to open mic, and we're willing to hear you.
Oh, Is he worthy? Is he worthy? All right, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Mr. Alonzo, with the Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, which presents the Inspiration Factory. And tonight we're going to do a little something different. I'm filling in just because I feel like you want to call in. The number here is 319-527-6300. Don't forget to push the hashtag 1 to be heard. Tonight we're doing a little something different. A little challenge, just because, .. And we fill that in. I want to know how good God has been to you this week. Just because. Good, bad, and indifferent. I see we got a few callers out here tonight. But tonight, we're going to switch it up. I'm looking for my brother Paul. In the meantime, between time, we're going to go into some music ministry when I get back. We're going to go out to the audience to see what they feel about the topic of the night.
Thank you. through the tears that made her blind. She felt such pain, some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, till at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love to the master from her box of alabaster, died to pour my praise on him, like oil from Mary's alabaster bud. Don't be angry if I wash your feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there. To the sin that had me bound, I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. And I've come to pour my praise on him like all. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. My head, you are there. The night Jesus found me, you did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
We worship you, Lord.
give you all the glory.
We give you all.
attention. Amen, amen, amen. Again, welcome all the ladies and gentlemen out there listening. This here is the Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. It's presenting the Inspiration Factory. This here is Mr. Alonzo talking to you. I'm just reaching out there trying to see how you guys feel tonight. Good, bad, or indifferent. How has God done you right? That's all I want to know. I want to know how you turn your test into testimonies. How you turn your message from a mess. You know, things of that nature. Yes, tonight's open mic is all out just because. Now, if you accept the challenge, I want you to call in. The number here is 319-527-6300. Don't forget to put the hashtag +1. That's the only way I'm going to hear you. And tonight we're going to do a little things different. I want to know how you guys feel out there on tonight's topic. So I'm going to chime in. And if you guys don't mind, I would like to know, 904, how you feeling tonight?
Hey, Alonzo, this is Ms. VIP. I'm good.
Ms. VIP. How you feeling, Ms. VIP? You said, I'm good. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Normally, you know, Brother Paul is on the line, and I'm trying to find him. I don't know. And what corner to find them in, but right now it's just you and I. So I hope all's all right, and then this is okay for the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Quite all right.
indeed. So tonight's topic is just because, you know, it's really about, you know, how's God done you good, bad, and any different.
Well, let me just say this, because of who he is that I am today. Because when I was in my late teens, I wasn't a believer. And it took, you know, death and just realizing, you know, going back to the old Sunday school ways and then being raised in church. Then you're like, oh, I got it. Now I got it. You know what I mean? So it took a minute.
Yeah.
So
what do you consider a believer, though? What do you consider a believer?
Just one who.
What made you a believer? Not considerate.
A true believer is that he brought me back from Desert Storm. That turned me all the way around. That turned me all the way around. Because I really didn't think I'd make it back. And, you know, you just try to keep your faith and just try to keep going. And one day, it's like you're going home. We're like, thank God. So that turned me around.
Did you want to go?
No, but I didn't want to end up in Leavenworth either.
Oh, hey. Okay. Mm-hmm. I hear that language real loud and clear. Now, the only reason because as a combat vet, you know, I mean, and through the other episodes, I don't know who's listening, what's listening, but I know you've tuned in and you understand as far as a veteran's background. So it's like, what was the difference from home to leaving home to, like, you know, everybody has to establish a system.
Mm-hmm.
What entombed you? I don't know how to say it right. I really don't know how to say it right without saying like Alonzo. But what got you in tune to yourself to make that system work for you? Because you got to experience something that most of us don't get to experience, which is get up out of the pothole, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
On somebody else, you know what I mean? And come back and say, work with that. You know what I mean? So knowledge could you pass on as far as like universal that we all could branch off of?
Well, one thing is just keep the faith. And even though it might be hard to do that, you have to, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. But, you know, and if you're trying to be Christ-like, but that's what you have to do. And I've learned that the hard way, too. But
yeah,
you just have to keep your faith no matter what. Mm-hmm.
Every day, all day, right?
Absolutely, all the time.
There's just nothing else to do, you know? I tell you, I wake up and my walls is my mirrors. So it's like I beat myself up and I know I shouldn't, but at the same time, it's from a veteran stance, because I'm trying to still blend in. I'm still trying to get right before I go left. I don't know if that makes sense, but.
It does. Well, you know, I hear people say all the time, we're our own worst critic. You know what I'm saying? So you have to think about how God made you. You're wondrously made. You understand what I'm saying? So, and if we're made in his image, then, you know, we're going to falter. We all fall short, but I wouldn't try to beat myself up, you know. God always, he always saves, you know.
Yeah.
And you just have to believe that he can do it for you. And, you know, with a lot stems in, you know, sometimes everything stems in a little bit trying to forgive yourself for what happened and past, but past is past. And all you can do now is just be a better person. That's all.
Indeed. 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 I'm sorry for taking everything to the left. You know what I mean?
It's okay.
But, tonight's going to be a little bit different. So, I mean, and did you bring anything for us to gnaw on, nourish on?
I did.
I ain't even mad, because every time you get me every time. I appreciate you calling in tonight, really, though.
As usual, this piece is untitled.
Oh, indeed. Well, I might have something for you. I might have a little surprise for you at the end of the day, then.
Okay. What's up?
The mic is yours, right. Queen.
Thank you. Faith is always a good thing to have when it comes to the Lord. As we grow in the light, darkness must go, because without faith, you can't please him. So you try to act right, live right, talk right. Then obstacles hit, troubles come, then you wonder what to do. You can cry out, Jesus, or you can quickly begin to pray. Sometimes you can't do a thing but sit as your heart breaks and cry. Please remember, the Lord is, love is nearby. You go to church doing your best to live by the golden rule. Thank God he takes care of babies and fools. Thank God we can, if we choose, to turn the other cheek. Let him hold our tongues and don't speak. I realize the world has changed. People have accepted what shouldn't be. Now so many hate crimes, too many killings, no matter the race, the gender. And parents are left to cry. We're our parents now. It's our turn to cry as they die. Even though to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, please remember, the Lord is, love is nearby. So have faith that God will see you through. Just stand still. It's already done. You don't have to fight. You've already won. Just keep your faith and stay in the light. And that's that peace.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I believe, like I said the last time, every time, you nourish me in a way that I believe every woman should do to a gentleman, male. You see things in a way that, like, a warrior, I consider myself a warrior. So I don't know anything. I felt like I was born in violence.
Mm-hmm.
In every aspect of the way. But I feel like that. But at the same time, there's a bigger purpose of the violence. Even in the book, when he created a nation of what we call killers today. It was a bigger purpose, you know. In Romans, everything bad is made for good. Point of saying that is, like, I love the pieces that you bring to the table because I nourish off of them as though I could stand as a brother, son, husband. I could take something out of each angle of it every time you bring something to the table. And I appreciate you calling in. And even tonight, I appreciate you calling in. Doing that, like, there's not too many people that can understand when I say a combat veteran, or you know what I mean, a lot of us are veterans. I'm not putting down nobody, but there's a difference from stateside to over, you know, and especially when you're putting in work. Again, I appreciate you for calling in. Thank you for that. And I feel like, for you doing that, I feel like I should come in around the corner with a piece.
All right. I'm listening.
I know there's a few that actually might be tuning in, but at the end of the day, I do this, put a smile on somebody's face. And this piece here is called To Our Children. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. You got it.
Ready. You got it. All right. Here we go. We must support our children in every way we can. We must allow our children freedom to express themselves creatively. We must praise our children and thank them for the gifts of inspiration. We must motivate our children spiritually. We must challenge our children to a higher level of achievement. We must increase our children's self-confidence and improve their overall quality of life. So we say to our children, draw, paint, write, act, sing, dance, think, express, and be free to dream always. Mankana, Malik, Emani, Zara, Kion, Lil Jamalia, Mia, Kiara, Avant, Mia, Jasmine, Iniki, Mahi, Gashi, and all of those that are in this category that I cannot call right now. This is to our future. The things that we do today, may they be for them to step in so they can grow on the giants' shoulders and create something for the future. Because this is what we're here for. This is really what we're here for. And thank God for Jesus. That way we can think bigger and better for the future. And that's the end of that.
All right. That was very good. I loved everything you said, especially about our children. You know, we're stewards for our children. You know, they're only ours for a time. And you're right. So we have to teach them, you know, everything and try to. And then when they grow up, they'll be good. And that really touched my heart. I think about my child and my grandchildren, so that was a good piece, Alonzo. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you again. I really do. Oh, man. In some type of way, everywhere. You're so many hours ahead of me. I don't know if you guys understand. I feel like you guys are planning for our future. Even 3 hours ahead. It's crazy. But I appreciate you taking your time because you could be doing anything in the world right now.
All right.
Thank you. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to go into the music industry. I'm still looking for my brother Paul. I don't know where, why, what's up. But just because, I guess it's just because, right? It's just because.
Oh, this is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee la la la. La da la la la. La la la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sound like he come from England or something. I don't know. La 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 la, la da dee da da, la la da 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 dee da da, la 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 la. Epiphany Radio.
Yeah. give me more like you. Wash me through, through. Create me a clean heart so that I may worship you.
I want you to get it real. I want you to get live. It's feel like you want to call in, call me. 319-527-6300. Don't forget to put the hashtag 1. That's the only way I can hear you. Yeah. But in the meantime, between time, I feel like the public wants to speak and wants to be heard. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to switch it up. Tonight's going to be a little different. I'm going to open up the mic and 445. I don't know if you can hear me, indeed. But indeed.
What it do?
If you please
what
can do 445, you are so live with your boy, Mr. Alonzo. Tell me how you feeling tonight.
Hey, Alonzo, what's going on, man? Up, little brother.
Hey, brother. It's my chase. Chicky. Let me stop. All right.
That got me kind of hype right there, little bro. Yeah.
Hey, how you feel? I'm glad you're feeling good. I'm glad you tuned in. Really, you know, now that I got you on the mic, I'm trying to look for Brother Paul. I'm not trying to put him under the bus or not, but I know he tuning in somewhere in the cut, like penicillin, and I'm not trying to give him my cut. I'm not trying to get my cut of my crust.
Yeah.
But
uh-huh.
Hey. How you feeling tonight, though? Tell me how you feeling tonight, brother.
Hey, man, I'm feeling pretty good. Get ready to head into hit that. But I'm feeling good in spite of, and I'm feeling good just because, you know?
Just because. And now,
yeah.
Listen, I'm going to keep it 1,000 because I got so much love for you. I got so many titles for you, and I don't know which one to call you tonight. And it's not like that, but it's like
just him.
Without
just
you,
him,
I
bro.
Wouldn't be present and counted for. You understand? I would not be proud of
right.
who that is. I would not be. But at the end of the day, you are big bro to me. Like at the end of the day, and I appreciate you, and I thank you for this opportunity because without you, I wouldn't have a lot of these things that I got going on in my life. Raw link.
Hey, man.
I just don't know which one to aim at and just say, hey, this is it. But I know all of them deserve credit. That's all I know. All of them deserve credit.
Hey, thank you, man. It means a lot. You know, it does. I'm glad that you came up in here in spite of what's going on and started this program on tonight, man. I've been blessed by the music ministry. You know what I'm saying? I heard Miss VIP. Her poetry was a blessing to hear.
Yes.
So I'm glad that we have you here, my brother. And I thank you for what you're doing for you. It's a blessing, man.
Big bro, I'm saying, I appreciate it. I'm in the cut like penicillin. I really am. I'm not even trying to get this. Tonight is all about the platform. And the people that got exposure. I try to put my piece down, and look, I know you trying to get me to open up.
Yeah.
Off air.
Piece,
you know what I mean? Off air is another connection. And still the same connection,
yeah.
But it's another connection. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I appreciate what you got going, what you doing, and I don't even know how to put it in a sentence. I don't even know how to go ahead with it right
you,
now.
I hear you. Nice piece, by the way, man. Nice piece dedicated to our children, man. That was beautiful.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Thank you. So, what you got for us tonight? What you got for us, big bro?
Let me see. I got something here. I don't know if this is a title or not. This is titled or not, but I would call it You Feel Me. It's a dedication to our Father.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. The mic is yours, King.
Hey, thank you, my brother. Thank you. You feel me. You feel me. I'm filled by thee, filled by this feeling in thee, overwhelming in the way that you flood through me. Heavenly electricity shocking reanimates what was once dead in me. God, my God, touch me, keep touching me with fingertips assuring me, Lord, my comforter, in the way that you comfort me. You keep me safe from a world gone mad, protecting me from even me. My thoughts, my thinking from my flesh when it's crawling, sin calling, that devil forever tempting, wanna constantly corrupting, but I'm not listening to that voice, Lord. No longer following, no matter how hard it's pulling me. Pulling against gravity, I know that you stand near, pushing your strong wind's brushes upon my skin. I am like sheep being guided by that great horse, herdsman. And that is the voice that I hear, softly calling in the distance. The anointed know the difference, night from day, from your light, from his darkness. Lord, I once was lost. I could have been found buried 6 feet deep, down in a coffin. But I'm thanking God for being born again. Rebirth, given a second chance at life again. New life, new breath, a new start sparked by true love, pure, unconditional, your love. And although unworthy, this is what you've given to me. When you filled me, when you filled me, touched me, cleansed me, and left me with this feeling. Oh, that feeling, Lord. You fill me. You fill me. I'm filled by thee, filled by the feeling, filled by this feeling in the overwhelming in the way that you flood through me, heavenly electricity shocking as it courses through me. What a feeling, being filled by thee. Lord, you fill me, for real.
I'm sorry, I felt like a part of the tribe, and then we get ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, every time, I swear, every time you hit this mic, it's like, might as well keep going hard. Like, yeah, I know. Okay, I see what you're saying. Like, I don't know how to say it, but I really do know how to say it to you, you know?
Thank you, my brother.
I appreciate you for that piece. That piece right there had me feeling like God has a certain connection with you. And you know how they say that God talks to people. I feel like he's talking to me through you in a real way.
Hey,
so,
that means a lot. That means a lot. Thank you, my brother.
I so appreciate you calling in tonight, brother. No, you really, you know, understand. It's like Barry Gordon calling me. I'm supposed to be Fresh Prince. I feel like this is that moment. Really, though, I appreciate you for this platform. Because, again, like, it's you that told me, hey, I need you to open up, too. And like I said, off air, folks, I don't know that's listening, but like low key, I don't want folks thinking that this is Facebook platform relationship, because it's really not. This is really some deep, the unseen median connection type situation. And, you know, in the word, it say like God's people will hear him when he speaks and can't nobody take him away. And I feel like the energy that is on this platform is him calling his people. So those that are connected tonight, today, tomorrow, in the future, and future to me even means death. And forgive me for those that's going through, because I went through myself right now this whole week, and I still feel I'm going through to the end of my time. I'm planning for my handicap day, and that's just rawer than that's another topic for another day. But point being is, sorry, I feel like tonight's platform is meant for those that are amongst his people, and those that are connected are going to understand what I'm saying. There's a mission that's supposed to be met at the end of this, and let's get it, you know, let's get it. And I appreciate you again, brother, for this platform, because you're on a whole different side of the nation, literally. 3 hours ahead, and we're still, you know what I mean? Like, literally. I don't know how deep I can get, but I can get deeper. You know what I mean? Life is deep, but I can do this. And I appreciate you for allowing me to have this platform to do this.
Hey, it's my pleasure, my brother. It's a pleasure, man. You do a great job, and you're doing a great job on tonight, man. I'm going to continue to listen in and get blessed by that, man.
Indeed.
So I'll keep doing what you're doing.
Indeed. Indeed, brother. I appreciate you, too. I'm going to go ahead and put you in the ministry room so we can see to the rest of what's going on tonight. And please, if there's anything that I can do to make this situation better, let me know.
I sure will. I sure will. Thanks again, my brother. One love, one mic.
Alrighty, bud. One love, one mic.
Baby, baby.
With that, folks, I don't know if you feel the love in the air, but I feel the love in the air. Like, this is definitely one of them situations that needs to be exploited a little bit more. You know, this goes amongst the poverty sections a lot that don't get recognized. And this is what's needed to be connected so we can make a bigger situation, better situation. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to somebody. And I know that somebody knows somebody else. So let's make this thing happen for real. In the meantime, between time, what I'm going to do is get goes to play this music ministry. I love y'all.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
Why? Thank God for Jesus. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay. So, it's your boy, Mr. Alonzo. Tonight, we got the Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, which is presenting the Inspiration Factory. Yes. And I am here as your host. And if you feel like you need to call in, by all means, call me. Number here is, though, for real, 319-527-6300. Don't forget to put the hashtag, +1. I want to know if you're calling if you don't put that. Yeah? All right. So, moving on to the next. Tonight's going to be a little different. It's a nice open mic, and tonight's open mic is all about just because. Good, bad, and indifferent. How's God done you? Yeah? Good, bad, or indifferent. I need to know because there's a few of us that are calling in and want to know what's going on. going on, and really needs to know what's going on with this thing we call life. If you accept the challenge and you want to chime in, the number here again is 319-527-6300. Don't forget the hashtag, number one. Yeah. All right, so next move here is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call the next caller. What I've been doing is calling all the customers. It's the people that are listening. And what I'm doing is 506, you're on the sticks. With your boy, Mr. Alonzo, how you doing tonight? I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can hear me, please let me know.
Yes, I can hear you. It's Lady A.
Hey, Lady A. Oh, no, from the Canada A. Hey.
Yes.
You already called with a smile. Now, I apologize.
How are you?
I'm good. One, I apologize because there's no, I'm blinded. I was side blinded, but push play and I'm going to go. I didn't know you was calling in. I don't have you locked in like that, but I'm glad that you did call in tonight because tonight is one of those nights that I feel that the median is something extra. So it's not meant for everybody, but for the fact that you called in, I'm glad that you called in.
Okay, so your prompt for tonight is, what is the topic? It's an open mic, but you seem to have a topic as well, or?
Yeah, the open mic tonight is just because, good, bad, or indifferent. How's God done you?
Okay, yeah. I didn't write anything to this topic, but I can.
That's why it's open mic. I know it's normally folks. This is a platform where folks come in with a stanza, some kind of, you know, five line paragraph. But no, tonight is an open mic, so you call in, and tell me how you feel for real. That's what it is. And the hashtag is for real. It's because I want to know how to get to the bottom of these problems, me personally. But it's not about me. This platform is for those.
I think last week I called in and it was pretty sad, but I don't want to really go through that whole scenario again. But I think that I have other poetry with different topics, but I have a lot of kind of sad poetry, I guess, but it can be beautiful at the same time, I think. I can read something that's just kind of, I can read a political type thing or a social poem.
Okay, good. What I like about you is because you come from the other side of the spectrum in a sense. So let me listen to me when I say this. So when I say I want to know really about the dark, but don't give me some emotional stuff without no substance, you know? So give me something like how can we do something in the next 10 years? How do you see yourself? Yeah, you know?
How do I see myself in 10 years from now? Alive, I think, I hope.
Not you hope, you is. You will be alive. You'll be alive. Trust. You know you will.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got anything that fits your topic so much as I really don't. I don't think I do. I mean, I got all kinds of different genres that I write in, but I don't know. Is on a spiritual level you're talking about, really? Is it not? Or
yes, exactly. Okay, so close your eyes and put your finger on one.
Okay. Oh dear.
No dear.
I want to read something that's going to be meaningful in that department, but Wow.
I apologize. I spoke too much. Now I feel like I'm baby Paul. Don't do that. Okay, so what did you call in exactly? Okay, you had something that you had purposefully to read. What did you want to tell us?
Well, I have, you know, I have a poem that I was going to read. I wrote it the other day, and I wrote it because I saw someone who had a topic that's very controversial, and I wanted to put my two cents in as far as it's about abortion is what it's about, and it's a very hot topic, I know, but
is it controversial in one spot or in multiple spots?
Well, I'm coming from, here's what I'm coming from, because the poem is self-explanatory, but I'm coming from a scientific point of view, and not a religious point of view or a spiritual point of view. It's simply based on science, and I have also a solution that can be worked on from both sides of the picture, people who are claimed to be pro-choice or pro-life. I think that there's a common ground that we can come together on, and that's what the poem is basically about.
Okay, push play. Let's go. I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, it's called You Know We Know Better.
We
50
know
years.
Better. We do.
We know better,
yeah.
We do
better. Let's go. I'm ready.
50 years. 50 years, and we are having the same argument, pro-choice versus pro-life. All the hard cases filled with rife. A woman's right to choose, it's her body. Stay out of the bedrooms of America. Religious fanatics enter and spout their rhetoric. It makes me sick. Haters picket at the abortuaries, screaming at women and traumatized who were traumatized already. The same old arguments, nothing based on truth, on science. All the information is available, information at their fingertips, yet still over a million abortions yearly. Lives lost, not held clearly, not held dearly. We determine death by the lack of brain activity and heartbeat. And should we not use that same measurement for life? Brain waves and heartbeats can be detected as early as 6 weeks. These tiny lives are deemed non-persons. How ironic. Slaves were deemed non-persons and the property of their owners. Women were deemed non-persons and the property of their fathers and husbands. Women did not receive personhood until they gained the right to vote, and even then they were not allowed to own or manage properties. We have crowned that same bigoted rule upon the heads of unborn babies. Let me say I'm not basing my opinion on religion or women's rights. My offering is based on science. For example, it's a woman's body. No, it isn't. She is the host. The body destroyed is a separate entity dependent on the host. A male baby is not her body. A female baby is not her body. Both are dependent on her just as a born child is dependent on a mother. This being is alive, brain waves present as well as a heartbeat. Science has proved it. Science has evidence the living being is human. Today, it's unacceptable to have an abortion save for the 4% of hard cases. And I ask you, where does responsibility come into play? We all know how babies are made, yet no one, man or woman, take responsibility to prevent it. Women have the right to choose not to have sex if not protected. Men need to take responsibility and wear a condom. If there is no protection, don't have sex. The answer is prevention, universal prevention. Every woman of childbearing age should be provided with birth control, paid for by each state. Prevention is the key to freedom from pregnancy. When are we all going to become responsible citizens? 50 years of killing, 50 years of suffering women, 50 years of haunted women, 50 years of regrets and sorrow, and nothing has changed. It is not reasonable. Is it not reasonable to be responsible? Is it not reasonable to change? It is a place for pro-choice and pro-life to work together for a common goal. We would not be having this conversation if reasonable measures were taken. Lives would not be created. Abortion would not be an option, and women would truly be free. End poem.
Yes. I need an applause button around this piece. I don't know where I could find one of those. Anybody
That's
can find
okay.
one of those buttons. IKEA, somewhere. Sponsor your boy. Hey, cook it, but yeah. In the meantime, between time.
Thank
oh
you.
My. Oh, my. Okay, now there is so much I want to say within that segment because, like, I understand that you came up in a certain way and that you see certain things a certain way. And that at the same time that you have friends that implied certain integers. I don't know. All right, back up. Well, what I'm saying is, like, I peace right there has me feeling like I need another one. You do so good at your job at spotting the obvious, and not even the bad, and not even the bad way. It's like the things we need to do to make everything. It's not even America because you're not even in America. The things we need to do to make things better. It's like, when do we start to make it better? When do we go and make it better? And that's what I feel like when I hear your pieces. You have the
well,
you have
know,
the answers.
I think it's not it's a beginning. It's not the be all and the end all, but it is a beginning that we can work towards.
No, yes,
I think that there
yes.
should be I think there should be universal birth control. I think that it should be provided free for those who can't afford it. For every woman who needs it, I think it should be provided by the state. We
at the same time
so
you started
money.
Off with the you start off with the like before you get to the state, the lady has to make a decision to lay down with the dude.
Yes, but and that's why I talk about responsibility, and that it infuriates me because this has been 50 years and we're still having the same damn argument. And I mean, when are people going to take responsibility for themselves instead of
now
using
that's the whole thing.
That's
the whole thing. You're asking for answers from people and theys and thems when you should be asking answers from family. Not family. Okay, let me take that back because you know because family means different in 2023. Back in the days, the things came from inside out. So the answers you're asking for comes from a family that comes from inside, within inside. That when you ask those questions, it tells me that there's a lot of voids. Now you're looking for those answers for those voids, but it still comes from within.
Yeah, but I know I'm very confident in the answers that I have. I'm a registered nurse. I've seen this happen. I've seen it firsthand. And I've worked with women who have tremendous sorrow after the fact, with post-abortion counseling and that sort of thing. I'm very aware of the reality of this, and there's very many dynamics to it at all. And I'm just trying to find a beginning place where we, number one, take responsibility for our lives. And stop using this as an excuse for our irresponsibility. And I think that, you know, it's a big issue, I realize, but I just feel like going back to even personhood, you know, when you can look at how each segment of society, like when black people were enslaved, they were considered non-persons. They were hardly even considered human beings, and that has changed, thank God. And women, is up until 1929, I think it was, 1927, that women were not considered persons either. They were the property of their husbands and their fathers.
Yeah.
And so we're tagging the same name on these innocent beings, and we wouldn't have mm-hmm. that problem of even having a decision to make on abortion if we would prevent it. And by preventing it, we have to start somewhere. And to me, universal birth control. And that doesn't take the guys off the hook either, because there's, you know, men don't take responsibility for themselves either by wearing a condom. Like, I mean, what is their role in this horrible situation? You know, they just walk away.
You're speaking from a personal experience, and I understand that. But at the same time, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, what it boils down to is everybody has to take responsibility for their own selves. What's your right? What's
yes.
your correct about that?
Yes,
everybody has responsibility for their own selves. But we're not taught that as we're growing up today into society. Back in the days, 100 years ago, yes, that was embedded in us. Today's society, half the men can't pick up a hammer and figure out how to make stop the leak in their own house. It's a different society and a mindset. So now the thing is, where do you fit in, and how do you help tomorrow out with that, knowing that that's the answer?
Well, I think that we need to come together as a people and work towards that instead of being. I mean, this all came about too because of the change in the abortion laws in the U.S. I'm in Canada. We have abortion in Canada. I apply
right.
this to our country as well. But I think we need to decide that if we're going to protect women's rights. And their right to not be pregnant begins with birth control. It begins with responsibility, and that doesn't include. And I'm excluding. I don't consider, you know, rape and incest and fetal abnormality and maternal health and those things are less than 4% of the reasons why people get abortions. And so, excluding those hard cases. You know, we have approximately 95% of women who are going and having abortions because they just don't want to be pregnant. Well, if you don't want to be pregnant, let's do something and protect yourself from getting pregnant. And I don't know why that's not promoted as it should be. And, yes, it all starts at home. It all starts with our own selves. But I think that we have to begin somewhere. It has to start somewhere.
You're right. You're right. And on that note, you know, I mean, that's another program, that's another channel, that's not another channel, that's another show. Because like we're getting deep into this, but you know, I mean, and that's how deep we're getting to is definitely for another segment. But tonight, what tonight is about is just because, and thank God that you called in, like I said, because good, bad, and indifferent. This is how he made your life. See the things that the way you see, and you called in to help us out, to see us so we can make a difference in the future. And that's really, really at the end of the day is what it's about. This platform is, that's what it's about. And I appreciate you calling in, and I really love you for that. And like, I'm trying to find words because I'm lost. Like, I wanted to be on something else, but it's, you know, how I came in it, how I started the show is not how I'm ending it. That's how it's ending it up. So I'm trying to figure out how to make it universal for everybody to say goodnight at the same time. Come back.
Okay.
Because
on a lighter, a happier note, you mean?
No, it's not even a happier, because, like, this is a happier note. Like, the people are tuning in. I'm not saying they're not. The people are tuning in at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, not that I wasn't supposed to grab the pilot's wheel, but thank God for Jesus.
I think what you're looking for, too, is I think when we want to change things, or you want to, like, what can you see yourself in the future, we have to find, in order to answer that question, we have to look at this, at what's happening today and the need for change, the need for
it's not even today. You're right about that part, but it's not about today. Like, I hear, like, honestly, it's not about today.
No, I mean, in general, any topic that somebody is sees a need for change. I mean, it goes under the same thing. We live in a world that's. I guess I feel like I have to apologize for bringing that today because.
No, you, and honestly, you don't. That's what I'm feeling like. Like, this topic, this platform was made for this. And the people that are tuning in are listening for a medium. They're not listening for the whole 2 hours. They're not listening for, you know what I mean? They're listening for the medium, the common sense of the game. And so what you're bringing into the conversation is needed. And that's what I'm saying. Like, what you're saying is correct. You know, in the aspect, you're over there, I'm over here, but at the same time, there's a thing called a median. And the median is what's in between us. And that's what's connecting us worldwide. So the thing is, the median, the answer in the median is what's needed to be to make the difference in flesh. But today, we're living fleshly, and we can't, you're not going to see that. The flesh is going to rot. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And as much as we want it to get better, you know what I mean, it's not. But as long as you're in tune and you got a relationship, you know your position, you know your purpose.
Well, and and I think a lot of people don't really give a crap about social issues anymore,
They're not supposed to. They're not supposed to. That's the matrix for us. They're not supposed to. Without them, we wouldn't see the world for what it is today, in a sense. You know what I mean? If we didn't see all the mass murders, and we didn't see all the, we wouldn't see how much integrity we had within our own souls.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the matrix for me. That's what I'm saying when I say that's the matrix for us. That's what when I say the word pops up, sharpens our own character.
Yeah.
Along the way. Every day we wake up, it's a different ball game. The units of life is going to come at us. That's what's supposed to happen. Now, the thing is, we're supposed to be strong characters along this game. You know what I mean? So, like, I feel your pieces. That's what I mean when you call in. When I say I feel your pieces when you call in.
I think there's too much individual thinking, and we should be trying to make
a
difference as a group, too. We can all do our part in changing what we feel needs to be changed, but unless we all come together for one purpose together in one for one purpose, it's we're defeated before we begin.
Correct. That's crazy. That's what we're taught. We're taught to be individuals in America. So I totally understand where you're coming from. And like I said, this is supposed to be a topic. This is the topic, a show by itself. And thank God for Jesus, because without him, we wouldn't understand to be overstood. For those that understand what I said, please tune in next week, because next week is going to be even deeper. If y'all let me do this by myself, I don't mean to do it. But that's what they let me do.
It's a difficult job sometimes trying to balance everybody that's calling in and stuff. So, you're doing all right.
It can't be. It's already written. You're just supposed to follow it's the footprints. Follow the footprints. Follow the footprints. I promise. Follow the footprints. You're going to the future. I told you that last time. Follow the footprints. You're already in the future. Most folks don't understand that. You're supposed to leave a footprint. Do your job.
Okay, yeah. We all need to leave a footprint, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's not just, yes. It's not even, you keep saying, the foot has already been put. It's already been printed. We was already trying to figure out where we fit in life. Our job, as soon as we figured out where we fit in life, is to do our purpose. Either we eyes, fingers, foot, whatever it is, do our job. We didn't create nothing new. We already existed before. He already said this was his. He wrote the word. We're supposed to fill in the word and make his will bigger than what we see. That's our job. It's not about us. Never was about us.
On a spiritual level, you mean?
Even in physical. At the end of the day, your last name means what?
Yeah.
Even on the physical level, what does your last name mean? Every day you wake up, what are you waking up for? You don't cry because you're going to depart. You cry because you had left the system and that folks don't understand your system.
Well, even
at that part, it's not. You shouldn't even cry at that because you was doing you. You should have did his will. Even in his will, he said, you follow my will, everybody will understand what you was doing. It's not about you from the jump. We keep getting tied up in our flesh. Every day we wake up because we want somebody to understand the way we feel emotionally. And your emotion is just like a crackhead on a fix. They're going to feel that way till they get their fix. After they fix, you're going to want something bigger, just like every other human. Forgive me, but I'm talking about me at this point. I'm talking about me. You know what I mean? I don't know you like that.
What you're saying is that, you know, it's not our will, it's God's will. It's not our plan,
every day,
it's his plan.
All day, every day. No man knows his last hour. It's not we sitting here thinking about our last hour. Yes, we're supposed to build a system. Yes, we are supposed to build a system. But our system is not supposed to be our system. Our system is our. How do we create the word hour, first of all? The word ours came from somebody else, which is his. Ours was not ours. It was not mine in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess for this, what I was trying to share, I was not trying to approach it from a spiritual level or a religious level. I was...
Mm-hmm.
Going on the scientific part of it simply because to reach the general public, the non-believers, if you will, they don't want to listen to any kind of a spiritual discussion on it. It can follow once you reach them. You can follow up with it on that level, but to reach a public that is non-spiritual, they're not even going to listen to that until they're ready. You know, it's like,
yeah, you're right. You're correct. That's the reason why I said in the beginning too. This is not about those people. We are living in the matrix today. You and I are living in the matrix right now. We are in a confusion state as far as who and what to play our special skills at. The skills that we have, it's crazy because one side of our skills is meant for death. You know, I mean, not death. I hate to say death. One side of our skills is on point. The other side of our skills is like, why are we, you know what I mean, meant to play with the world. And it's
right.
Like, why are we playing with the world? And what is the playing with the world part? Why are we playing with what? How long are you gonna play with the world till you get your answers? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I feel like that playing with the world was that. And then forgive me because I love the Bible, but I feel like if we did not all speak English, we would not understand certain situations. The Bible was written in originally another language, Latin, Greek. And Latin and Greek is like when they wrote one word, it spoke the whole sentence. Today we speak a whole sentence, and English is the most confusing most confusing language known to mankind. Yet, it is the number one language in business.
Yeah.
So that is the reason why humans that speak English understand discipline in a sense. In a sense.
Yeah.
Because without the discipline in English, you wouldn't understand that I don't have time to fabricate the corners. I have to do this plus this plus this to get this. In order to be a millionaire, well, you got to do what? Hang around millionaires. You're on a whole different side of the state. You're a whole different nation. You understand that in English, though, because
yeah.
That is number one business language. Now, the reason why I brought that up is because back in the days, the Bible had mentioned how it divided the languages up in 25 different languages in order to go upstairs or to make it onto the gods. The reason why I said that again is because if we was not able to speak to one another in one language, if we had to go off the energy, touch, look, you know what I mean? If you spoke a whole different, you would have to trust me on some other experiment. Compared to the radio show, Facebook, shit like, I mean, stuff like that, excuse my friend. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt
it's a
guided.
Very intense discussion, isn't it? It's another show.
It's definitely another show.
Yeah.
Really another show. I know life is deep and I go deeper. All these artifacts and this and that, all this is here for a reason. Now, the thing is, we're here because we're trying to get written in the book, supposedly, quote unquote. I don't know you from Adam and Eve, but the thing is, I'm supposed to be hoping that my generation, my kids, baby mama's kids, whatever, down the generations is reading your name in the book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the whole purpose of us understanding this book. This is book number two, phase number two. This is, you know what I mean? There's an Old Testament, New Testament. I know it ain't going to stop being. And again, that's because we speak English. If we did not speak no kind of same language, we have to vibe off each other's energy. There would be no, racism wouldn't be racism, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be, none of these things that we put to titles and stuff like that wouldn't be as is. We'd be vibing on a whole different ball game, drunk or not. So that's why I told you in the last get down or last session, don't set your future on your emotions, because where you're headed to is the future. Where you're headed to is where most people is not can't even fathom. Literally. Can't even fathom. Most people take drugs to get to the upper echelon or whatever they want to call it. Reality check, you already been there. You're trying to get an understanding about it. And that's what the Holy Spirit's been about. The Holy Spirit said, I already wrote that. You just need to nourish your body. Not just wake up and eat cereal, lunch and dinner. You need to nourish your body. You need to meditate. And when you meditate, you will understand more as you get older what I'm doing, what I've been doing. The humans is going to confuse you. That's what the hell they we here for. We're here to confuse you. Because the Prince of Palates, which his name is Satan, or the devil, whatever you want to call him, is here for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a preacher. I'm just trying to tell you the truth.
I'm listening. Sometimes it's difficult to understand the depths of it all, and I think that people have gotten away from their own spiritual life.
You're right.
It's all self-gratification, you know.
It's called, at the end of the day, that's exactly what the word called it, self-righteousness. In the movies, we call it Matrix. We call it, you know what I mean? There's different names for it, but it's here. It's been here. You already saw it. You don't have your 12 disciples, is what I call them, to help you sharpen yourself on a day-to-day basis for the 3.5 years so you can go and do your due diligence.
I have, I'm just trying to find it here. I have a poem that I wrote about, I never used to like to read about the end times, because it scared me, I'm trying to find a poem. I can't find it right now, but I wrote about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And
red,
I think
white,
that,
black.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that to your boy right now. I'm having flashbacks. Oh, military boy. Oh! Now, the thing was, when God came, they didn't expect him to be who he was. So please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either you guys are ready or you guys aren't ready. I would love to do this on another show. Either you guys are ready or you guys aren't ready, because I'm ready to summon this, like, in a real way.
That would be a good show to have on the end times. I think that would be a great show.
I call it Gas in the Bible, but you got to tune in for that one, too. I'm looking for the 12 disciples. At the end of the day, this is what it is, and nothing new under the sun. That's what he said. So I'm trying to see who's trying to be new, because he's supposed to be the Antichrist. He, she, whatever you want to call it. Today's generation, 2023, can be whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be extra ready about it. That's all I am. Third eye.
Well, we all have to. We all have to.
It's only 12 of us. Who's we all? That's the whole thing. Oh, wait. Let me take it back. 144,000. Ooh, he done opened up a whole new door. Opened a whole new door. Are you ready for that one?
That's Jehovah's Witness.
That is a title. Now, if you believe that numbers run the world, that has nothing to do. Jehovah is just a name. You believe in numbers. Numbers is nothing to do with the way you walk. Numbers is more of a, I'm pretty sure you know, it's more scientific. You called in on that part. It has nothing to do with Jehovah. Jehovah just understands that part. Jehovah's don't believe that Jesus was a messenger. Chicken myself, so I mean, I can't blame them. I like to put the chicken on the grill myself, right? But I'm not trying to make fun, but at the same time, peasants was in the game. I just know the bigger picture. Don't shoot the messenger. Get at the message.
This is really heavy duty, isn't it?
He thought I was playing. Okay.
No, but it is. This is a serious conversation.
No, for real. This is how I show love. This is what I call, this is that agape love. So I agree with you. Like I said, this is a whole different show. We're way over our time. And I'm not even worried about time, because I don't even believe in man-made time. I don't even believe in that. But the way that I work, because I know flesh, I know how to divide this thing up. at the same time, reality check. When somebody is in tune to what you are saying spiritually, we call that church.
Yeah.
Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. Now, if you want to sit there and be a dull person in life, that is you. I'm not trying to be dull in life. So everybody that I talk to, I'm trying to sharpen, or I'm trying to get sharpened in a real way. I'm not trying to start war, but I'm not trying to be a dummy either, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I shouldn't keep you any longer because we've been on, if you're over time, I should let you go. But I thank you for your topic and the discussion, and it was enlightening and interesting for sure. And,
thank you, Mindy.
Food for future shows for you.
Indeed. I appreciate you for calling in, and thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. And may God bless you in many, 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 many ways and your family.
Thank you so much. And you as well.
Thank you.
We'll talk again, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed. On his time.
Perfect.
All right.
So I'll say good night, and we'll talk again hopefully next week.
Next week it is. I got you.